This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The state is getting more than $25 million in federal funding to guard against wildfires. CPR's Sam Brash reports the biggest grant supports areas around Estes Park.
You might remember that community was evacuated in 2020 during the East Troublesome Fire. This new $10 million project will focus on the broader area, the whole eastern entrance to Rocky Mountain National Park. It'll help create fire-resistant perimeters around homes and thin forests, especially around evacuation routes. Other grants will fund similar projects around communities like Glenwood Springs, Golden, and Montezuma County. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law signed a few years ago by former President Biden. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And in western Colorado, a ski area is getting a new lift. Powderhorn Mountain Resort announced plans to replace its West End lift next summer. Resort manager Ryan Schramm says the old lift can take 14 or more minutes to ride to the top.
It's a little bit of a throwback to an earlier time before high-speed lifts. And, you know, you rode that lift with a companion and hopefully you really liked them and you had some great conversations.
The lift was installed in 1972 and will be replaced with one that was removed from Aspen snowmass this year. And Coloradans who use TikTok will start seeing Amber Alerts on their feeds. The app is partnering with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to push urgent alerts as full-screen notifications. Experts say alerting through apps like TikTok could cut through the noise of alert fatigue and reach many people where they're scrolling. You are listening to CPR News.